Good morning, Audioboo. Dean Reed here from peakroots.com, and I'm in Masson Mill, and I'm here with a gentleman called...
Kevin Gilbert,
and he's just been doing a machinery demonstration, and I just asked, he's got like a row of these three machines, and the first machine, when did you say that was from, the one just there?
That's a Lancashire loom, and that was second hand in 1867.
And I'm just looking at it now. This is the end of the process where it's actually weaving, is it? And then it's rolling it onto the final roll. And you actually sell the material here as well, I can see.
Yeah, we sell it in our shop, yes.
So I was just talking to you about the mill itself. I said, when did it stop functioning as a viable mill then in regards to like a business?
It stopped working in 1991.
That's quite some time. And it was Richard Arkwright. Was it fully funded by him, or was it a partnership with him and Mr. Is it Strutt, was it?
Yes, I think he did start off in a partnership. I think he built this place.
On his own.
Yes.
What year was it that he built this place then?
1783.
So like 12 years after the mill round the corner. You may have heard my audio account that I did last week, and that was at the Cromford Mill, which was built in 1771. And you just told me that this place is now hydroelectric powered. And when did it stop being water powered? Do you know, like?
I think it was around 1920. That's when it went onto the boilers.
Okay. Excellent. It's a great place. And I've only just the second walked into the museum. But you can visit here, and I think it's £2.50 to walk around yourself, and they do machinery demonstrations. Is it 11 o'clock and 1, is it?
2 o'clock.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Okay, thank you for talking to me. Okay. And I'm going to stand here a minute, and hopefully you might fire the machines back up and you can hear what they sound like. He's pressured now. It might be quite loud. Oh, there we go again. So he's just fired up the machines now. There's some belts spinning from the steel rods on the roof that are turning round. Now you're just firing one of the machines up now. So what is it actually doing there then? It's just firing the, what is the name for that little device?
That's a shuttle.
Shuttle.
And the pern gets wound with thread.
Pern gets wound with thread, yeah.
And that goes inside the shuttle, and that's what makes the clock.
Excellent.
The weft goes through the warp.
Yep.
The warp are the threads coming from the back of the loom.
Yep.
And the weft is the thread which goes from right to left, and that's what knits the material together.
Yeah. Just about to fire up again now. There we go. It really is a great place. I really recommend that you come and pay a visit yourself. And from where we are now, in between Cromford and Matlock Bath, there are dozens of great little walks that you can take and a lot of other places that you can come and visit. Right, I'll leave that for now, and I'm going to go off and explore more of the museum here at Masson Mills.